The unemployment rate incrementally rose to 9.1% in May, and the economy created only about 54,000 new jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on May 2011 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, becoming known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that was 0.1% higher in May as it reached 9.1%. It rose 0.2% the month before. That rise in the unemployment rate was the result of a workforce that grew by 272,000, although there were only 105,000 more employed persons, 167,000 more unemployed persons, and 105,000 fewer people not in the workforce. To sum it up, more people entered or re-entered the workforce than found jobs. But along with a rising unemployment rate, this situation is not that unusual, as people who dropped out of the labor force during the recession because no jobs were available and they stopped looking decided to re-enter the labor pool but still couldn't find a job. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy grew by only 54,000 jobs in May. Even when the decline in government jobs is factored in, private sector jobs grew by only 83,000, which was still far below the 200,000-plus growth seen in April and March. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector increased by only 3,000 in May, which was certainly off the pace of 38,000 new jobs in April and 40,000 new jobs in March. Manufacturers reversed its recent trend of moderate job growth of about 20,000 new jobs in each of the previous 2 months, with a 5,000 job loss in May. The lazy days of summer must have hit the construction sector, since it was up by only 2,000 jobs in May, but 5,000 job growth in each of the previous 2 months was not very strong either, so no one should be surprised. Mining and logging continued to add jobs to the tune of 6,000 in May, and a majority of those gains were in support activities for mining, which was up 4,200 jobs. The private service providing sector, which is about 5 times larger in terms of employment than the goods producing sector, added 80,000 new jobs in May after adding 213,000 in April and 179,000 in March. Cash registers were ringing up job refunds in the retail trade sector, with a decline of 8,500 jobs in May after it added 64,000 in April, which was after a 5,600 job decline in March. We could find no published statement this morning from BLS specifically explaining this wild variation, but something seems to be off to us. The professional and business services sector was up only 44,000 jobs in May after rising by 50,000 in April and by 75,000 in March. However, the trend of decelerating job gains did not occur in the tech sector, specifically computer systems design and related services, that added 8,200 jobs in May after adding 5,800 in April. Education and health services sector jobs continued to have a life of its own. It added 34,000 jobs in May after adding 54,000 in April and 33,000 in March. The very seasonal educational services added 66,000 last month. The health care and social assistance component added 27,200 jobs last month in most major subsectors, except there were some incremental losses. The party may have come to a grinding halt in the leisure and hospitality sector, since it declined by a total of 6,000 jobs in May after adding 32,000 in April and 46,000 in March. However, food services and drinking places continue to add jobs to its check, with 13,600 new jobs in May. As previously mentioned, the total number of government jobs was down 29,000. Again, local governments eliminated the most by issuing 28,000 pink slips, state governments processed 2,000 discharges, while the federal government added a net of 1,000 jobs. Actually, the federal government added 2,500 jobs in May, and that was partially offset by the Postal Service canceling 2,200 jobs. Yes, we realize those last three figures don't jibe, but that's the government for you. And now on to temporary help services. Apparently, the job growth machine that was temporary help services continued to be on vacation for the second consecutive month. In May, it incrementally declined by 1,200 jobs after contracting by 1,600 in April, which was first reported last month as a 2,300 job loss. This works out to a sequential decline of only 0.05% in May, and year-over-year growth continued at 9.1%. There were a total of 2,244,800 temporary help service jobs in May. And temporary help services jobs are off by almost 400,000 from its peak in December 2006 of about 2.6 million. But since growth resumed in the summer of 2009, when it was around 1.7 to 1.8 million, it has added more than 490,000 jobs. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was unchanged at 1.7% in May. Its highest level was in 2000, when it was around 2.0% for most of that year. As mentioned in our introduction, a rise in the unemployment rate is not necessarily unexpected, as many people who stayed on the sidelines during the recession because there were no jobs to be had decided it's time to re-enter the labor pool, but there were still not enough jobs to go around. More troubling is the rather lackluster performance of the economy to generate significant numbers of new jobs. But we hear that even manufacturing companies want to hire more workers, but the workers who are available, including those who may have re-entered the workforce after being out of it for some time, no longer have the skills and education that employers require. This can spell opportunity for firms that are willing to develop the skills they want in the unemployed population, as well as for institutions and organizations that can provide training and education to meet employers' needs. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.